and so the next morning Uncle Nordahl took them across the fjord by steamer. When they landed, they climbed into a high two-wheeled cart called a carriole, which took them to the railway station. They boarded the train for Finse. Finse faces a glacier. It has a station and a hotel, and everything else is ice and snow. There are no trees and no birds and animals except a nice shaggy dog which belongs to the guide who takes people up to see the glacier. It is a hard climb, and there are no paths to follow over the trackless snow. The way is marked by small piles of rocks called cairns. The guide took the children across a frozen lake and up to a point where they could see the glacier which reared its icy head far above them. When they returned to the hotel that evening, the first person Karsten saw was Zippo the Great. He wondered if the magician were still angry with him, but he decided the only way to find out was to meet Zippo face to face. So instead of ducking down the hall, Karsten went up to him and said, "Good evening." Zippo, who hadn't seen him until now, wheeled around fiercely, and pulling him to one side said, "Look here, you imp, don't you dare give away any of my tricks tonight." "I didn't mean to spoil the fun," Karsten explained. "You looked so solemn I thought you really had lost the handkerchief." In a way, this pleased the magician, so his voice was kinder when he answered, "Very well, but you keep still tonight." Karsten grew bolder now that there seemed to be some chance of their being friends. "If you need a helper tonight, I could do it." Zippo made no promises, but later he selected Karsten. The boy was in his glory, and he stuck in an antic or two of his own, although he was careful not to give away any of the tricks. By then, Zippo was so friendly that he loaned Karsten his skis to take a slide over the snow when the tricks were finished. The manager of the hotel found a pair for Mina, and the children ended their wonderful day skimming like birds over the snowfield at the foot of the glacier.